present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Armor. A Brush with the Law, featuring John Lorre, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Bill Pertwee, Larry Martin, Jeffrey Lumsden, and Edward Sinclair. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. In the early months of 1941, Britain's fortunes are at a low ebb. Our troops have been driven from Western Europe, and we have suffered defeat in the Balkans, but we are not downhearted. On land, sea, and in the air, our brave forces continue to harass the Nazi aggressors. Meanwhile, down at Warmington-on-Sea, at the ARP post, Chief Warden Hodges has received information vital to the nation's interest.
But are you sure, Fred, it was Miss Samway showing a light from that bathroom window?
Positive, Mr. Hodges. I had to stand on the wall to see in. It was her, all right.
Very naughty.
Yes, and she was using more than 5 inches of bathwater.
Was she?
Nearly up to her chin, it was.
Really? Well, I'll check that myself before we prosecute. What else have you got to report, Fred?
Oh, a bad one, this. 10:32 last night, St. Audem's Church Hall, an uncurtained window and a 60-watt bulb.
The church hall? Which window?
The office.
Mannering's office. I've got him!
I'll say you have. He was shining like a beacon for a whole hour.
I've got him! Yeah! Come down to the police station. I'll need a statement from you. Well done, Fred. Well done. You deserve a medal for this.
Well, there we are, sir. Jones's section patrols the railway siding and the sewage farm.
Excellent, Wilson.
Well, now, that completes the new patrol rota.
Thank you, Wilson. And, by the way, am I hurting you?
I don't think so.
I should be. I'm standing on your back hair.
Oh, that's a very old one, sir. It always makes me laugh. Mm.
Well, I'm trying to tell you that you'd need to get your hair cut.
Well, don't you like it, sir? Mrs. Pike says it makes me look like Anthony Eden.
Answer the phone, Anthony.
All right, sir. Hello?
Square here. Is Main wearing there?
Oh, yes, 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 indeed. It's for you, sir, Captain Square.
Oh. What does he want? Hello, yes?
Ah, Mainwaring. I hope you won't take this the wrong way, but when did you last inspect your platoon's firearms?
What's the reason for this inquiry?
Well, I came across a bunch of your chaps on patrol last night, and I thought they looked a bit scruffy, so I had a look at their rifles.
How dare you inspect my men without my permission?
Well, it's as well for you as I did. They were filthy, old man, filthy. If the colonel got to hear about it, he'd have you cashiered, even though you are a civilian. Well, I hope you don't mind me mentioning it.
I do mind your mentioning it. If you ever interfere with my men again, I shall give them instructions to arrest you.
Now, any more of that sort of talk, Mainwaring, and I shall put the receiver down on you.
Oh, you're not going to put the receiver down on me. I'm going to put it down on you.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Hello? Put the receiver down on me, Wilson.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And it's all your fault. When did you last inspect the men's firearms?
Well, I think I gave them the once over last week, or... Wait a minute. Was it the week before?
You're a slacker, Wilson. And what's more, you look a shambles. Do your collar up. Get the men on parade for a rifle inspection.
All right, sir.
And do your cuffs up. You look a mess.
The men are fallen on parade, sir.
Thank you, Jones. Fall in.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, men. It's been reported to me that your rifles aren't as clean as they should be. So Sergeant Wilson and I are going to inspect them. Wilson.
Sir.
What I told you to do your collar up. Not a day tripper at the seaside.
Well, sorry, sir, but this hook thing up here, you know, it's terribly stiff.
No, never mind. Inspect Jones's rifle.
There you go, sir. Do you mind if I have a little peep, Jonesy?
Yeah. You don't do it like that, Wilson. You tap the muzzle... And the soldier brings his rifle and his left foot forward, so. Sir! Now watch me carefully. I'll demonstrate this with Jones. I just tap the rifle like so. Sir!
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you didn't have too much supper tonight, Mr. Mannering.
You all right, sir?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, thank you. I'm well done, Jones.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That barrel's awfully clean, Jonesy. It really is.
Carry on, Wilson.
All right, sir. All right, Walker.
Sir! That was my foot, Walker.
Sorry about that, Mr. Mannering.
What a beautiful signet ring, Walker. It's all sparkly, just like Fairyland.
Fairyland? Just a minute. What's got into you, Wilson? And Walker, how dare you wear a diamond ring on active service?
What's wrong with it?
It's real?
See me after parade.
It's no good. I can't get you one.
That'll do.
All right. Pike.
Sir!
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry, sir. Shall I pick your hat up for you, sir?
Never mind. I'll get it.
All right. That barrel's come up awfully well, Pike. It really has. How did you manage to get those marks off?
Oh, I put a bit of harpic down and left it overnight.
Oh. How dare you introduce foreign matter into your rifle?
It's not foreign. Mum got it from Timothy White.
You haven't heard the end of this, Pike. Now, Fraser?
Sir! You need a French cup, man. The rifle was nowhere near you, man.
All right, Fraser, that'll do. Yes, the barrel's quite clean. Can't say the same for your fingernails.
Well, somebody has to grease the hairs.
Ah, Godfrey.
Good evening.
What do you mean, good evening? Why didn't you shout, sir, like the others?
Well, Mr. Vannery, you know, I don't like people shouting. It's so bad for the throat, not to mention the eardrums.
Yes. But where's your rifle?
I don't carry one, sir. I carry the Red Cross haversack.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, Godfrey.
Would you like to inspect my thermometer case?
No, thank you. Well, Wilson, these rifles seem perfectly clean to me.
Yes. Look what the wind has just blown in.
That's him, Constable. That's him over there.
Go away, Hodges. Can't you see there's a parade on?
Never mind about that. I've got the law here. Constable, I identify Captain George Mannering. That's him, the little fat one with glasses.
Are you Captain George Mannering?
Of course I am.
Go on, give it to him.
This is for you, sir.
Blimey, it's a blister.
What?
A blue one. A salmon.
Gah, that's no surprise to me. I always knew there was something shady about him.
What's all this about, officer?
I'll tell you what it's about. A light was blazing from your office window for a whole hour, so you're up before the beak.
Well, this is obviously a mistake. I shall get straight on to my solicitor. He'll soon nip this in the bud.
Mark my words, Joe. Mannering's for the clank.
Hello, Warmington on CARP post.
Is that you, Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Is anyone listening?
Yes, I am.
Is anyone else listening?
Of course not. This is the telephone, not the Albert Hall.
Stay your hand against Captain Mannering.
Do what?
Stay your hand. Don't proceed against him.
I'm not proceeding against him. The police are.
Well, I don't think he's done it.
What makes you say that?
Well, somebody else might have left the light on by accident.
Listen, Verger. It's taken me months to nail Mannering. You keep your trap shut. Or somebody might start asking why you keep the church stirrup pump in your front hall.
Isn't Mr. Mannering back yet, Sergeant Wilson?
I know, he's still with his solicitor. Not that he can do much. There's no getting away from the evidence, you see. The light was on, and Captain Mannering is responsible for the hall, and so he'll be found guilty.
Oh, we can't let it happen, Mr. Wilson. We can't let our captain go to the stake and be pilloried.
Yes. It's not as bad as that, Jonesy.
He was the last out. He's guilty. He should suffer.
We all left together. I think we're all guilty.
Well, I look at it this way. Every man has his price. Let's get to this beak and straighten him.
Now, look, Walker, you cannot bribe magistrates.
Well, with money, no, but with scotch, maybe.
What are the magistrates as a lady?
All right, then. Knicker elastic.
Hey, maybe there's a crooked district attorney like Warner Baxter.
Oh, do be quiet, Frank.
It's the only thing I said.
Yes, all right, but just be quiet.
Surely, if we tell them we all left together, they'll understand.
That's it, Mr. Godfrey. We must all tell the same story, even if we purge ourselves.
And if that fails, perhaps we can rig the grand jury so he beats the rat.
Well, be quiet, in fact. Now, let's decide what we're all going to say. Now, it was the evening of the 7th. We paraded in the church hall as usual, didn't we?
Yes.
That's right. We left at 9:45, and Captain Mannering switched off the light in the office. Now, if we all practice this together, we should be sure of telling the same story. Right, off we go. It was the evening of the 7th.
On the evening of the 7th, we paraded in the church hall as usual.
Usual.
At 9:45, we all left together, and Captain Mannering switched out the light in the office.
9:45.
Try to keep up, Jonesy. Now, once again.
On the evening of the 7th, we paraded in the church hall as usual.
In the office.
Jonesy, you'll have to get this right in court tomorrow, you know. Now, come on, once again.
On the evening of the 7th, we paraded in the church hall.
Left together, and Captain Mannering switched out the light in the office. I got it right.
That's good, Ginger. That's good. It's awfully good.
Oh, six. This magistrate's court's colder than my laying-out room.
You see, witnesses have to wait out here so that they can go straight into the courtroom when they're called.
Hey, hey, if you look through this door, you can see the court. It's just like in the pictures.
We know, Pikey. Now, all do your best to remember our story when you get into court, because they will try to make you say things you don't mean.
I won't squeal. They can pull my fingernails out one by one if they like. But I won't squeal.
Morning, man.
Morning.
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 Oh, you're all here. Good. I'm very touched that you should all turn up for me.
I have come to speak the truth.
Good. I hope we're all going to do that.
Your solicitor hasn't arrived yet, sir.
No. I discharged him.
Oh, dear. Do you think that was wise?
He wanted me to plead guilty. Oh. Well, I won't hear any of that sort of talk, as you well know, Wilson.
That's right, Captain Mannering. You go down fighting.
I don't intend to go down at all, Jones. I intend to win.
Hello. All come to say farewell, have you?
Oh, it's an awful man, Hodges.
Just ignore him, Wilson.
Yes, well, I am doing so.
I'm going into court to see the fun. Serves you right, Mannering, if they give you a month. You'll come off your eye horse then.
Uncle Arthur, If Mr. Mannering gets sent to prison, will Mum let us talk to him?
Oh, no, no. Won't come to that, Frank.
Well, she wouldn't let you talk to that lady who was married to the share pusher.
What? Yeah, it was altogether different.
Right, I'm going into the court now. I shall conduct my own defence and call on each of you in turn to bear witness on my behalf.
I shall tell the truth.
So you said, Fraser.
Good luck, Captain Mannering. I shall always have most happy memories of you.
Thank you, Godfrey.
And if you find yourself in a nick, I'll see you get it easy.
And I'll get Mum to send you a cake with a file in it.
Wilson, you can come in with me.
Well, won't you be calling me as a witness?
Oh, no. You're far too vague. The least solicitor would make mincemeat out of you. Come on.
Right. Let's go through it again, lads.
On the evening of the 7th...
Where's Captain Mannering? Where's Captain Mannering? I must see Captain Mannering.
Oh, Verger, yes, sir. I'm afraid he's in court.
Have they sentenced him yet?
Oh, I doubt it. He's only been gone a minute.
Oh, then I may not be too late.
Well, here we are, Wilson. This is the solicitor's table. Mm-hmm. You sit beside me, and then you can hand me the pages of my speeches as I need them. There they are.
Good heavens, they're thicker than War and Peace.
Don't be witty, Wilson. It doesn't suit you.
Excuse me.
Ah, good morning, sir. That's Mr. Bone, clerk of the court.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bone.
No need for you to say good morning.
What?
I'm the one who's being summoned, not you.
Be upstanding in court. The court will please rise.
Get up, Wilson. The magistrates are coming in.
Law. Do you see who the chairman is?
Oh, heavens. It's Square.
Right. Carry on, Mr. Bone. Captain George Mannering?
Yes, that's me.
What are you doing at that table? Are you a solicitor?
No, I'm here to answer the charge.
Do you mean to say you're the accused?
That's right.
Well, you shouldn't be down there. You should be up there in the dock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize to the court. I'll go there straight away.
Oh, dear Mr. Rogers, I can't stay silent any longer.
Hold on, Verger. Where do you think you're going?
The time has come. I must speak.
Sit down and shut up.
Hurry up, Mainwaring. Get yourself settled in the dock.
Yes, my lord.
Now, I think at this stage that I should point out that the accused is known to me. But I can assure you I shall show no favour towards him whatever. Now, you, Mainwaring, have you any objection to your case being heard by me?
Well...
Good. Let's proceed. Mr. Bone?
Are you Captain George Mannering of 23 Lime Crescent, Warmington-on-Sea?
I am.
Of course he's not. He's not a proper captain. He's in the Home Guard. He's Mr. Mainwaring, plain Mr., aren't you?
Well, I'm...
Of course he is. Now, cross that out and read the charge.
You are charged under Section 3, Part 2, that on the 7th day of September, 10:32 p.m. in the evening, you caused an unobscured light to be shown at St. Aldham's Church Hall in contravention of the 1937 Air Raid Precautions Act. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Damn waste of time. Is anyone appearing for your Mainwaring?
No, I shall speak for myself. I shall rely on honesty, fair play, and the integrity of British justice.
I see, yes. Do we have the solicitor for the police?
Yes, Your Honour.
Good morning, Mr. Wintergreen. Right, proceed.
I'd like to call Warden Adamson.
Call Warden Adamson.
Call Warden Adamson.
Call Warden Adamson.
Can you see what's happening in there, Walker?
Yeah, yeah. They've got one of Hodges' wardens in the box.
God, there's no doubt about it. Mannering's done for.
No, he's not. I'm going to speak up for him.
God help him.
And in order to extinguish the light in the office, we were compelled to break in.
I didn't quite catch that.
He said he had to break in.
Oh, he had to break in.
Reg, tell him about the 60-watt bulb.
Just a minute, Hodges. Do you mind not interrupting? He's the witness, not you.
Mr. Mainwaring, stop chatting with your friends in court.
He's not my friend. He's butting in.
I was only repeating what he said.
What's it got to do with you, what he said? Captain Square's the magistrate, not you.
Will you both be quiet, please? Have you finished, Mr. Wintergreen?
Yes, thank you.
Mainwaring, do you wish to ask the witness any questions?
Yes, my lord.
What are they?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know because I'm up here in the dock and my papers are down there on the table.
Well, go down and get them then.
What about the 60-watt bulb then, Mannering?
He told you to be quiet.
Mainwaring! I'm quite capable of maintaining order in my own court, thank you very much. Go and get your papers.
Yes, sir, right away.
Your Grace, I...
That man at the back of the court there, sit down!
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Now then, Mainwaring, have you got your papers?
Yes, thank you.
Well, where are you going now?
Back to the dock.
Well, stay where you are. You can conduct your case down there and then go into the dock for sentence.
Your Worship.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Yes. I mean the verdict, you know, verdict. Yes. Stick with the tongue, you know, stick with the tongue.
Wilson, don't sprawl all over the table like that. I shall need plenty of room to make my gestures.
Well, carry on, Mainwaring. Ask your questions.
Thank you, sir. Now then, Warden Adamson. No questions.
Mainwaring, will you stop wasting the court's time? Right. Back to you, Mr. Wintergreen.
Call the Reverend Farthing.
Reverend Farthing?
Reverend Farthing?
Reverend Farthing?
Who's on now, Walker?
The vicar. Here, wait a minute. You'll never guess who the magistrate is.
Who?
It's Captain Square.
Cold sick. What did that say? Mannering will do time. It'll be the finish of him.
I'm sure Captain Square will behave like a gentleman and be quite unbiased.
Oh, gentlemen aren't always unbiased, you know, Mr. Godfrey. Lord Kitchener was a gentleman, but he was very biased. Especially against them whirling dervishes. Shoot them, lads, he used to say, and you can't get more biased than that.
Quiet, Jonesy, will you? I want to hear what the solicitor's saying.
Thank you, Reverend. So we have established beyond any shadow of doubt, Your Honour, that Captain Mannering is responsible for the church hall from 5 o'clock until midnight.
Mr. Wintergreen, please don't keep calling him Captain Mainwaring. He's not a captain. He's a bank clerk.
I am not a bank clerk. I'm a bank manager.
The same thing.
It is not the same thing.
Hold your tongue. Have you any questions for this vicar fella?
No questions.
You did plead not guilty, didn't you?
I did.
I see. Carry on, Mr. Wintergreen.
Well, since the evidence as to the fact of the light showing and as to the fact of responsibility has not been challenged, I shall call no further witnesses. The essential elements of the charge would, I submit, seem to be proved.
I quite agree, quite agree. Are you calling witnesses, Mainwaring?
Yes, my lord.
What for?
I intend to show that the light was extinguished by myself. It must, therefore, have been switched on again by some person or persons unknown.
I don't see how that's going to help you, but you better get on with it.
I call Corporal Jones.
Corporal Jones!
Corporal Jones! Corporal Jones!
That's you. Come on, Jonesy. Yes. Now, don't forget your story. Yes. On the evening of the 7th, we paraded in the hall as usual. At 9:45, we all left the hall together, and Captain Mannering switched out the light. That's it. Right, right. In you go. Go
right,
on.
Right, right, right. Left, right, left, right. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Halt! Mr. Jones, go into the witness box, please.
Oh, yes, sir.
Up, out. Oh! Oh! Left, right, halt!
Where is the witness box?
You're in the witness box.
I am now in the witness box.
Thank you, sir.
On the evening of the 7th, we paraded in the hall as usual.
Just a minute. You haven't taken the oath yet. Mr. Bone, give him the card and the Bible.
Yes, sir. There you are, Mr. Jones.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Hold the Bible in your right hand and say the words on the card.
What card?
The card in your left hand.
Oh, I see. I hold the Bible in the right hand and I swear in the left hand. Yes. Oh, the print on these cards is a bit small, isn't it?
Well, never mind.
Right, sir.
Just repeat after me.
Yes, sir.
I swear by Almighty God.
I swear by Almighty God.
The evidence I shall give.
The evidence I shall give.
Be the truth, whole truth, I must prove.
Be the truth, whole truth, I must prove.
Good, carry on.
Good, carry on.
Not be you!
On the evening of the 7th...
Just a minute, Jones.
Yes. Mainwaring will tell you when to speak.
Thank you, my lord. Now, you are Jack Jones, butcher of 19 High Street, Warmington-on-Sea.
Pardon?
You are Jack Jones, butcher of 19 High Street, Warmington-on-Sea.
I know I am.
And so do we. Get on with it, Mainwaring.
Tell the court what happened on the night in question.
Ah, now, let me see. On the night the 45th, we paraded in the light and I put the captain out together.
On the evening of the 7th, we paraded in the church hall.
I must object.
Not only is this gentleman leading the witness, but as far as I know, he shouldn't even be here.
Quite right, Wintergreen.
I must apologize to my learned friend. Wilson, be quiet.
Look, Mainwaring, I'm the one who tells people to be quiet. Be quiet!
Dear, oh dear, oh dear. It's like watching a man committing suicide.
Hey, what's happened to Walker? He's gone.
No doubt he has deserted a sinking ship.
I don't think so. He just said he thought he could fix the magistrate, and when I looked round, he wasn't there.
Hey, Mr. Godfrey. Hey, maybe he's rounding up a gang of mobsters to rub out the judge.
Oh, I do hope not. Hold on, boys. He's in the witness box now.
Well, Your Honour, it's like this, you see. I came by the hall about 20 minutes after we left, and the light was off. And then I see it come on as I was passing later.
My lord, this is rather an unexpected turn in the evidence. At what time was this, Walker?
Well, it's difficult to say, really.
Why is that?
Well, you see, sir, let's face it, sir. I am a crook.
Oh, I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Well, what's it got to do with you, Mainwaring? The man wants to say he's a crook, let him.
But, Your Honour...
Captain Square's right, Mr. Mannering. For once in my life, I must be honest. Now, everything I do is pretty well against the law. And on this occasion, I'd been delivering a couple of illegal bottles of crooked black market booze to a secret address nearby.
Do you think this is really necessary, Your Honour?
Why are you trying to keep it quiet, Mainwaring? Are you involved in this black market business yourself? What? Must say it wouldn't surprise me.
How dare you imply such a thing? Must I remind the court that I hold a position of considerable standing in the community?
And must I remind you, Mainwaring, that I'm in charge of this court? So forget your standing, sit down and shut up! And let the witness continue. Right, Walker, get on with it.
Well, Your Honour, if only I could remember the name of the geezer I sold the whiskey to, he could verify the time and the truth of what I'm saying.
Whiskey, you say?
Yeah, two bottles. And let's think, he was a red-faced, military sort of bloke. Barked his words out, he did.
Really, yes. Bark, like a dog. Yes, of course. But on second thoughts, I don't really think the evidence of a self-confessed crook is relevant to this case.
Hang on a minute. I've nearly got it. It's an unusual sort of a name. It's got something to do with geometry.
Geometry? Triangle? No. No one's called triangle.
It's not far off. Oh, dear, what is it? Oblong. Mr. Oblong. No, no, no.
Excuse me. I think an element of doubt seems to have crept into this case. I suggest we stop the proceedings and dismiss the charge. Don't you think so, Captain Mainwaring?
Good.
Glad you agree.
Your grace. I can't stay silent any longer. I confess, I did it.
Shut up, Verger.
No, truth must out. I came back to the hall after they'd all left to do some work.
In my office?
Yes, Captain Mainwaring. You see, I'm writing my memoirs.
Your memoirs?
Why shouldn't I? No cow did.
There you are. I knew I was right. Yes. Case dismissed. You leave without a stain on your character, Captain Mannering.
Well done, sir.
Well done, Captain Mannering, man. I never doubted the outcome for a second.
Yeah, it's just like that picture with John Garfield, wasn't it, Uncle Arthur?
Well done, Captain Mannering.
Thank you, man, thank you. And never forget, this is what we're fighting for. Honesty, fair play, and the integrity of British justice.
Don't you worry, Mr. Mannering. I've got it now. I won't let them send you to the gallows. I shall give them my vital statistics, and they'll be forced to exon. They'll have to let you go, you see. Now then, on the evening of 1945, we paraded in church, and Captain Mannering put out the cat, and we all got lit up, and I...
That episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier, Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, Chief Warden, Hodges, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Geoffrey Lumsden, Captain Square, Edward Sinclair, the Verger, Michael Seagull, Second Warden, Michael Knowles, Mr. Wintergreen, and Norman Ettlinger as the Clerk of the Court. The Brush with the Law was adapted for radio by Michael Knowles and Harold Snowd and produced by John Dial.